The urgent meeting of the UN Security Council came at the request of Venezuela. It opened with a briefing on the situation by Assistant UN Secretary General Mohamed Khaled Kiari.
President Donald Trump has stated that he is going to use the full power of the United States to take on and eradicate these drug cartels, no matter where they are operating from. The Venezuelan government, including its permanent representative, has described the measures by the United States as a serious threat to international peace and security. Most recently, in a letter dated 16 December and addressed to the President of the Security Council, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Venezuela asserted that the United States is violating the principle prohibiting the threat or use of force in international relations.
U.S. Ambassador Mike Waltz defended the administration's escalation, saying transnational terrorists are the single most serious threat to this hemisphere and to the United States.
Let me begin by stating and reiterating the United States does not recognize Nicolas Maduro or his cronies as the legitimate government of Venezuela. Nicolas Maduro is a fugitive from American justice and the head of the foreign terrorist organization Cartel de los Soles.
He showed no sign of backing down from a campaign that has killed at least 105 people in boat strikes since early September, as well as the seizure of oil tankers. The Russian Federation blasted the Trump administration's actions as cowboy-like conduct. Venezuela's ambassador quoted Simon Bolivar, saying the United States seems to be destined by Providence to plague Latin America with misery in the name of liberty. He said the threat is not Venezuela, it is the current U.S. government. He added his opinion on the Trump administration's motivation, saying it's not drugs, it's not security, it's not freedom, it is oil, it's the mines, it's the land. Denmark's representative urged de-escalation and restraint, saying the Caribbean should be preserved as a zone of peace. As for the United Nations, Assistant Secretary General Kiari says the head of the UN is ready to support all diplomatic efforts.
He welcomes initiatives by member states, offers for mediation, and proposals for peaceful solutions. Dialogue is the only viable path toward lasting peace and preventing further instability and human suffering.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.